Parshas Vayishlach, questions and answers and comments. First, let me begin with Pasuk Gimel. Why is the word Arza, why is it Mil'el? The answer is because the He at the end takes the place of a Lamed at the beginning. It should be Le'eretz, and in general, Eretz, the stress is on the Aleph, and it remains Arza, even though the word ends in a Kametz Hey ending, which signifies generally Nekeva, but not here, because this Hey is taking the place of a Lamed in the beginning. Pasuk Hey. Vo'esh lecha lahagid ladoini. I was asked, what if the Balkari says Ve'esh lecha? The answer is, if you say Ve'esh lecha, it has a different meaning. Ve'esh lecha means I will send. Vo'esh lecha means and I sent, because the Vav is a Vav HaMahapech, and the Kametz under the Vav signifies that the word is changed from the future to the past. Pasuk Yud, Ki Vimakli. Is it Ki Vimakli or is it Ki Bimakli? Milchishai brings down both opinions where some say it's Vimakli and others say Bimakli. However, most hold that is Ki Vimakli. The Dagesh Kal is not in the bays anymore because the word Ki, the Yud, had the power to pull out the Dagesh Kal. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki Yorei Anoichi Oisai. The question was asked, how come sometimes the word is Anoichi, where the accent is Milra, and sometimes it is Anoichi Mil'el on the Nun? The answer is, in general, the word is Anoichi. That is the proper pronunciation, Milra. However, if this word appears at a major hefsek, that means a Saif Pasuk or an Esnachta, or even sometimes a Katayin, a Zakev Katayin, in those instances, the main accent would be on the Nun. We had a case in Tzivayetze, Ve'im Ayin, Mesa, Anoichi, where it was on the Nun, because it was at a Saif Pasuk. We had another Pasuk, Hasachas Elohim Anoichi, where also it was on the Nun, and over there the Nun had a Katayin. So those are the three categories where you will find the accent on the Nun. Pasuk Yudalid, Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yudalid. In this Pasuk we have a number of words that you have to be careful with. You have Izim Mosayim. Izim ends with a Mem, and Mosayim begins with a Mem. The tendency is if you say it quickly, you will swallow one Mem. So these words have to be said slowly and clearly. Izim Mosayim. Similarly, Usyoshim Esrim. The word Esrim begins with an Ayin. Ayin is a groinis, a guttural sound. Aleph, Hey, Ches, Ayin are weak sounds. And the tendency is if you do not pause a little bit and you say Usyoshim Mesrim, it sounds like you said Meh, Usyoshim Meh. So therefore, separate the two, Usyoshim Esrim. The same is for Rechelim Mosayim and Ve'elim Esrim. Also, Gemalim Menikais, Parois Arboim, Uforim Asara. In each of these cases, either they're similar letters, or the second word of the pair has a groinus. Pasuk Chaf. Achapira. The pei is a shvano. There is a dagesh in the pei. Why is there a dagesh? Because it is a verb in binyan pi'el. Pi'el is called binyan hakoved, binyan hadagush, and the middle root letter always gets a dagesh. Achapira. Psukim Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel. in one pasuk it says Vayaavor, and one pasuk it says Vayaaver. In the Sefer Torah, when you're learning, the letters are the same, but and there are no nekudos in the Sefer Torah, and you can easily make a mistake, and there is a difference in meaning. Vayaavor means he crossed. Vayaaver means he brought someone else across. They're the same letters. So be careful. One is Vayaavor and one is Vayaaver. By the way, Vayaavor is a binyan kal. Vayaaver is a binyan hifil. Pasuk chaf hei. Behayov v'koi imoi. Behayov v'koi. Shvono under the vase. This is a verb in binyan nif'al. The shorish is aleph vase kuf. This shorish only comes in a binyan nif'al throughout Tanakh, and it only appears two times. The other place is vayeyovek ish imoy ad alois hashochar. Posuk chavav shalacheni. Why is there a shvano under the lamed? Because it is degusha. There is a dagesh. Why is it degusha? Because it's a verb from binyan pi'el. Shalacheni. Pasuk lamed gimel. Al le'a. Al ends with an a lamed. Le'a begins with a lamed. Make sure you hear both letters lamed. Pasuk beis. Hashifachois. Vayosem es hashifachois. There is a shvano under the shin, a dogish in the shin, because it's after a hey hayidiyah, the specific, definite article. Hashifachois. The general rule of hey hayidiyah is a hey hayidiyah with a patach. The next letter will have a dogish chazak. That is a general rule. However, there are other subcategories which we will speak about a different time. The word vi lo deha. Vi, there is a chirik under the vav, nothing under the yud. Originally the word was yilodeha. However, when we add the preposition vav, becomes vi lo deha. Not vi lo deha, but vi lo deha. Perik lamed yimel pasuk beis. The word acharoinim, the ches has a chataf patach. The word is not achroinim. The word is not acharoinim. It has a din of a shvano and a patach helper. So you have a bit of a patach somewhere in between. Acharoinim. The syllables are divided. The first syllable is ah. The second syllable is charoi, and the last syllable is nim. And you have this word twice in the pasuk, so be careful with this word. Pasuk gimel, v'hu avar lifnehem. I want to point out that the trop under v'hu is a tipcha. A tipcha is a mafsik. You can look at the dikduk charts and you can see the terms of the ta'amim, the trop. You will see tipcha is a mafsik. So when you learn, you have to say v'hu, and then avar lifnehem. You do not say v'hu avar and then lifnehem. V'hu avar lifnehem. Pasuk dalid vayechabe kehu. Shvono under the bays. It is the gusha because it's from a binyan pi'el. Pasuk tes yehi lecha asher loch. In this pasuk we have the words lecha and loch. However, both words refer to zachar, not nekeva. So why is one word lecha and the other word loch? We know in general loch is a simon nekeva. The answer is that the dikduk of Tanakh is such that even loch can be a lashon zachar when it comes at a hefsek, a sof pasuk, esnachta, and sometimes at a katayin, as I had mentioned previously on another word. Yehi lecha is in the middle of a sentence, and that's the way it should be. Asher loch is at a hefsek, so it becomes loch. But the word is zachar, male. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, you have Asher Huvas Loch. And there, the word Loch is at a katayin. So you see an example here where the katayin had the power to change it from Lecha to Loch. And by the way, this is the same rule for Itcha and Itach, Imcha and Imach. Perek Lamed Dalid Pasuk Chaf Tes. Shavu Vayavoizu. Shavu is Milara. Question was asked, what if the Balkorei said Shavu? The answer is that Shavu has another meaning. Shavu means they returned. Here, the word is Shavu, it means they took captive. The Sherish of Shavu over here is Shin Veiz Hei. And the Sherish of Shavu, they returned, is Shin Vav Veiz. Two different Shirashim, two different pronunciations. Perik Lamed Dalid Pasuk Aleph. Yolida. The Lamed is a Shva No. It's a verb in Binyan Kal. And the Kametz is a Kametz Gadol. And the Shva after a Kametz Gadol is a Shva No. Yolida. Pasuk Beis, the word is Vaya Aneha. A patach under the Vav and a Shva under the Yud. Now, I was asked, what if we hear the Balkori saying Vaya Aneha instead of Vaya Aneha? Vaya Aneha. Well, Vaya Aneha with a patach under the Yud is a different meaning. Here in our pasuk where it says Vayishkav Oisach Vaya Aneha, it means that he caused her pain, he violated her. To violate someone is the lashon of inui. However, Vaya Aneha with a patach means he answered, he responded. So the difference of that little nakuda makes the difference in the meaning of the word. Pasuk Zayin, Kisham Vayehi Kisham The mem has a shva noch, nun ches, because that kametz is a kametz katan. Kisham You'll see there is no meseg after the shin, which in itself is an indication to you that that kametz is a kametz katan. Also in Pasuk Zayin, Vayis Atzevu, Dogesh in the Tzadi, Vayis Atzevu, that belongs to the binyan Hispael. All verbs in binyan Hispael, the middle root letter is Degusha. There are three binyanim that are called binyan HaDegushim or binyan HaKavedim, which means that the middle root letter gets a Dagesh, and Hispael is one of those binyanim. Hispael, Piel, and Pu'al. Vayis Atzevu. Pasuk Zayin, again, I'd like to mention about the tipcha, the importance of the trup tipcha as a tam mafsik. We have the words v'chein lo ye oseh. The word v'chein has a tipcha, so you have to be careful. You cannot say v'chein loy and then say ye oseh, because that is incorrect al pi pshat, and you must always look at the tipcha because it's there for a reason, because the tipcha is an indication of pshat. V'chein lo ye oseh. Pasuk ches choshika. The shin is a shvano. After a kametz gadol, a verb from binyan kal. The beginning would be choshakti, choshakta, etc., etc. Bevitchem. It's not bevitchem, bevitchem. Dogesh in the tav. Pasuk tes v'hischatenu. Also a shvano under the tav because it's a binyan hispael. The shorish is ches sof nun. And it so happens that this verb, ches sof nun, only appears in binyan hispael throughout Tanakh as a verb. Pasuk tes titinu. Dogesh in both tufts. titinu. The first tough is a dagesh kal, beget kefes at the beginning of a word. And the second tough is a dagesh chazak to compensate for the missing nun. The sherish is nasain, nun, saf, nun. So the word should have been titinu. So the nun is dropped and it becomes titinu. So that dagesh, titinu, you're indicating that you're compensating for the loss of the nun. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayitavu Divrehem. Vayitavu. The Tes has a Shva No. It is after a Tnuah Gdaila. Because there are two Yudin. That's a Yud Mole. One Yud, the first Yud, is for the prefix. A son. Aleph, Yud, Saf, Nun are prefixes before a Asid in Binyan Kal. And the second Yud is from the Shirish. Because the Shirish is Yud Tes Vez. Vayitavu. There is another verb with a tsere, not a chirik under the Yud. Yetiv. Yetiv means you're going to do good for someone else. That would be in a binyan hif'il. It's the same shirish, Yud Tes Vez. But the difference in the Nakuda makes the difference in the meaning of the word. Vayitavu is a binyan kal. Their words were acceptable, they were good. But yetiv is a binyan hif'il with a tseire. Perek lamed beis pasuk chaf beis. Behimoil lanu. Make sure we hear the Lamed of Behimoil and the one of Lanu. Behimoil Lanu. Pasuk Chav Gimel. V'yeshivu Shvona under the shin. It is after Tenua Gedayla. A Tseire is a Tenua Gedayla. Similarly in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Yoytze'e. Yoytze'e. Many people say Yoytze'e. You don't even hear the Aleph. Yoytze'e. You're leaving out an aleph, a complete tenuah when you do that. You must make it yoytze'e. Also in that pasuk, sha'ar iroi. If you say it quickly and say sha'ar iroi, as I hear many people, you're leaving out the ayin. You must say sha'ar iroi. Pasuk chaf hei, the word bihyoysam, bihyoysam koyavim. You must sound the hey. It is not a silent hey. B'hiyoysam. There is a machlokes whether this hey is a shvana or a shvanoch, but most important is to hear the hey, because if you're just going to say b'hiyoysam, b'hiyoysam, as most people I hear say, that is not good. B'hiyoysam. I will discuss the machlokes of this word, the shorish being hey, yud hey, hayoy, separately, because we get quite involved with that word. Pasuk Chaf Vav, Harigu Lefi Charev, Harigu, the Reish is a Shva Na, after Kamatz Gadol. Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Timma'u, Timma'u, there is a Dagesh in the Mem. Why? Because that word Timma'u is from a Binyan P'el, Binyan Hadagush. Perik, Pasuk Lamed, the word Lahav I Sheni. Now that word has to be said slowly, because if you say it quickly, you will be saying Lahav I Sheni, and you lose the Aleph completely. The word is Lahav I Sheni. The first syllable is Lahav, the second syllable is I, and the third syllable is shei, and then ni. Perek lamed vav, pasuk lamed aleph, ve'ela hamilochim. Not hamlochim, but hamilochim. There's a dagesh in the mem. Hey, after a hey hayidia. Pasuk lamed aleph is the last pasuk I'll comment on. The words lifnei meloch melech. The words Malach Melech are attached with a makof. Malach doesn't have a trop. Many times small words do not have a trap, and it attaches itself to the next word. And as a result, there is a change in tenuos. The word originally was maloich, with a cholim chaser, and instead of maloich, it became malach, a comet's katan. Lifnei malach melech. Okay, that ends it now for Parshas Vayishlach.